Romans chapter 12. If you want to turn in your Bibles, Romans chapter 12. So today we conclude our series on the keys to the victorious Christian life. So to review, we've looked at six. Today is number seven. There had to be seven, of course. So number one was obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we're not striving to obey his word, then we're definitely not going to have a victorious Christian life. Number two was sacrifice. God wants us to be willing to sacrifice for him. Number three was faithfulness. As his stewards, we're to be faithful to him. Number four was how we respond to trials. Do we respond with anger or frustration or blaming God? Or do we respond like he's commanded us to, with trust and joy? Number five was confession, or keeping short accounts with God, that when we sin, that we immediately confess it and deal with it and not let it become a problem in our walk. And then last week we looked at discernment. It's very important that we know God's word and that we grow in our discernment so that we're ready for all the false doctrine that's going to come our way in these last days. Today our seventh key is charity. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. In John chapter 13, verse 35. Paul said, if we don't have charity, we're nothing. And without charity, we've accomplished nothing, as we'll see. A very interesting thing about Romans 12. Fantastic chapter. If you've ever wanted to memorize a chapter, this would be one to choose. Why is that? Well, because remember, there's over 150 commandments in the New Testament. Over one-fifth of them are in this one chapter. That's pretty amazing. And all seven of our keys are in this chapter. I'll show you. Look in verse 2. Our first key was obedience. God wants us to be holy and find the perfect will of God. Our second key was sacrifice. Verse 1. We're to be a living sacrifice. Our third key was faithfulness. Notice in verse 11, we're not to be slothful, we're to be fervent, serving the Lord. Our fourth key was how we respond to trials. Look at verse 12, patient in tribulation. Our fifth key was confession. We're told in verse 9 to abhor evil, and in verse 12 to continue instant in prayer. And then last week, our key was discernment, and in verse 2, we're told that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we know that that is the word of God that has the power to renew our minds. Today's key is charity. I'm using the word charity just so that we can distinguish that we're talking about love for one another. Our title is Brotherly Love. And we're going to look at verses 9 through 21. Let's look at it quickly. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So our title is Brotherly Love. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for your word. And Lord, that we can gather together this morning and open it and allow the Holy Spirit to use it in our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that we would be attentive. We would allow the Spirit to speak to us and change us. And Lord, that we would get a hold of this very important key to the Christian life. That we are to love one another as you loved us. So I pray, Lord, that you would guide us, you'd be glorified, and if there's anyone in our service not born again, that they would realize Jesus said you must be born again, that he is the way. and that they will be saved today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Usually I try to have like 3 or 4 points. Today we have 12. Not much I can do. It's just one of those passages. He says there in verse 9, let love be without dissimulation. That word love is the word agape in Greek, which is translated for us charity in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's turn over there quickly if we could, 1 Corinthians 13. This is about love that we are to have for one another. Yes, we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is not the topic today. Today is the love that we are to have for each other, brotherly love. And in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2, Paul says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now that word charity is the same Greek word that's translated love here in Romans 12. It means love. But the translators often use the word charity to help us understand that it's talking about love for our brothers and sisters. God doesn't want our charity. Amen. God wants our obedience. But we're to have charity for one another. And here in our passage in Romans 12, he says, let love, this agape love, the same love that God has for us, let it be without dissimulation. Big fancy word that means unfeigned. In other words, let it be sincere. Let it be real, because God's not interested in us faking our love for one another. That is to be without dissimulation or without fakeness or insincerity. He tells us there in verse 9 to abhor that which is evil, like we talked about a few weeks ago. And there were to be kindly affection one to another. That word is talking about in a family context. The kind of love that families are to have for one another. Why? Because you and I, if we're born again, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a family. Amen? We're the family of God. We are all going to heaven together. We are all children of the Lord. We have a new Father, our Heavenly Father. And we are to love each other like brothers and sisters. And that's our first point this morning in verse 10. Brotherly love. God wants us to have brotherly love. Family type love. I quoted John 13 earlier, but Jesus said, by this one thing, John 13:35, shall all men know that you're my disciples. By this one thing, the world will be able to see that you are my children, that you are different. If you have love one to another. What kind of love? Verse 34, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that love one another as I have loved you. And by the way, that is the same love, that agape love that God has for us. John 3:16, God so loved the world, same love. So Jesus said, I'm changing the commandment. The Old Testament commandment said that we're to love our neighbors ourselves. No, we're to love each other more than just we love ourselves. We're now to love each other as much as God loves us. And we're to have a brotherly love, because we are brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's our first point this morning. Our second point, verse 10, is that we're to put others first. Notice he said, in honor, preferring one another. The old man is very selfish. That's just part of being human. But once we become Christians, God wants us to change that. Amen. And that not to be all about me. But now we're to prefer others. We're to put others first. Look at chapter 15 of Romans, verse 2. The Bible says, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Put others first. Now go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, Philippians 2, 3, let each esteem other better than themselves. So our second point this morning is we're to put others first. We sing that Sunday school song, J-O-Y. This spells joy to me. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. We're to put others before ourselves. God says in 1 John 3:16, we perceive the love of God because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So we're to have a brotherly love for one another, and the Bible says that we are to put others first. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, which we've talked about, the faithfulness, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, which we've talked about, continuing instant in prayer, we've covered that. But notice verse 13, distributing to the necessity of saints. We're talking this morning about having charity. This is a very practical passage. He says that we are to meet one another's needs. That's our third point this morning. That if we see a brother with a need, that we do our best to meet the need. We don't need to pray about it. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. If we see a brother with a need and we have the means to meet the need, then we meet the need. We don't have to go, oh Lord, please meet that need. God's already going to meet it through you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Remember, we're a family. We're all part of the household of faith. Hallelujah. And we are to meet the needs of our brothers and sisters. Look at 1 John chapter 3, if you would, verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. And Paul here in this passage, this chapter, has tried to make it as practical as he can. How do we show biblical charity to each other? 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If you see your brother has a need and you have the means to meet the need and you don't meet the need, God says that's the opposite of loving one another. So we're to have brotherly love for each other. We are to put each other first, and we are to meet one another's needs. Let's go back. Romans 12, 13. Our fourth point this morning is given to hospitality. We're to be hospitable. God says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, Hebrews 13, 2, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Don't know that we'll understand that verse completely till we get to heaven. But it's definitely an exhortation to be hospitable, amen? And 1 Peter 4, 9 says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. So we're to be hospitable. That's a very practical way to be or to show brotherly love. And then verse 14. Another practical way is when people persecute us, how should we respond? Bless them. Is that how we typically respond when we get persecuted? Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Jesus talked about this in Matthew 5:44. Let's turn there quickly if we could. But this is very practical. Because we're all going to face persecution. And by the way, not only from the world. Sometimes from other Christians. But God says when it happens, I want you to respond as a Christian should respond. Don't curse, but bless. Notice Matthew 5:44. I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So we are to bless our persecutors. That's practical. And that's number 5. Number 6 is found in verse 15 of Romans 12. And that is, we are to have empathy one for another. Notice what it says. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Go to 1 Corinthians 12:26, if you would. God says that we are to have empathy for our brothers and sisters in Christ. When they hurt, we hurt. When they're rejoicing, we rejoice with them. That's called empathy. 1 Corinthians 12:26, and whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. We're told to bear one another's burdens. And Paul said in Hebrews 13:3, or the writer of Hebrews said, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. That's empathy. So number 6, we're to have empathy. Number 7, verse 16, we are to have unity. Look what it says. Be of the same mind one toward another. Super practical. Look at Romans 15:5. Unity. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. We're to be like-minded. We're to be unified in our beliefs. Number 8, verse 16, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. In other words, we're not to have respect of persons. That's practical, isn't it? We're always tempted to. Jesus warned us about it all through the New Testament. Even in his own words, he warned us about having respect of persons. We're not to have partiality. Romans 15:1 says, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. So we should be willing to condescend to men of low estate. No respect of persons. Verse 17 is number 9. Recompense to no man evil for evil. When we grow up, we learn this one as siblings really quick, don't we? Is to hit back. You always hit back. He hit me first. So that made it okay for me to hit back, right? Then we become Christians and God says, nope, you're not allowed to hit back. Oh, but Lord, it feels so good. No evil for evil, ever. What do? We forgive. When you stand praying, forgive, right? Mark 11:25. Forgive if you have aught against any. When you go to pray, you forgive. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man. So our 9th practical point on brotherly love is no evil for evil. Number 10, verse 17, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Always honesty, never an exception. We are always honest with each other. 2 Corinthians 8:21, providing for honest things. Not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We're always to be honest. And then number 11, verse 18, is we're to be peaceable. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Look at Romans 14:19, if you would, just 2 chapters over. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. So this is not peace on earth. This is not the peace of God, passes all understanding. This is not the peace with God that we get at salvation. This is a fourth peace. This is peace with each other, getting along. And then lastly, verse 19 through 21, return good for evil, probably the hardest one. Verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, laugh about it. Is that what it says? Nope. Feed him. If he's thirsty, rejoice. It's not what it says, is it? Give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. This is going a step further of not showing evil for evil. In other words, not retaliating. This is saying that when we get hurt, that we're actually now to return the evil with good. That's big, isn't it? That's Jesus saying from the cross, looking down on the ones that nailed him to the cross and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus did that for us, but he also did it to teach us that when we are faced with evil from our brothers and sisters, we return good. And 1 Peter 3:9, if you want to turn there, talks more about this. And these are 12 practical ways that you and I can show biblical charity. And without charity, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, we are nothing. And if we don't show charity, we've accomplished nothing. That's some pretty strong statements. We're nothing without charity. 1 Peter 3:9, not rendering evil for evil, but or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing. So bless, show good to those who show you evil. You and I are to show agape love, the same love that God has for us, for one another, a brotherly love. Very practical. The word put others first. We're to meet one another's needs. We're to be hospitable. We're to bless our persecutors. We're to show empathy one to another. We're to have unity. Never show respect of persons. Never show evil for evil. Always be honest with one another. Get along and be peaceable with one another and return good for evil. I think we have our work cut out for us. 12 is a lot. All contained in this little passage. Let love be without dissimulation. We're to show that brotherly love, that charity to one another. And like Paul said, without it, we're nothing. Like Jesus said, by this one thing, shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. Agape love. Brotherly love. And then God proceeds to give us some very practical ways to do it. It's not general, is it? It's very practical, very down-to-earth, real ways that we can fulfill this seventh key of the victorious Christian life, which is brotherly love, charity. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your precious and powerful word, for speaking to our hearts today about charity. Lord, may we get a hold of this great truth and learn to love our brothers and sisters in Christ the way you love us, sacrificially, completely. And Lord, to respond as you have commanded us to in this passage, in these 12 ways, and to treat one another this way. I pray, Lord, that we would not only acknowledge these things to be true, but that we would set out to live them in our Christian walk. Thank you so much for speaking to our hearts. Again, Lord, if there's someone in our service not born again, I pray that today they would realize they must be born again and they would come to Jesus Christ as their Savior. Have your way in each of our hearts. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.